Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. I thought it could have been coming up soon.
Hey, Derek.
Hey there, Kay.
Are you ready for the show today?
Apparently not. I guess I am.
We missed the intro.
You know, it's funny because I mute that over here and then, yeah, okay.
Because I saw it said waiting for hosts and I was like, oh, that means the show has started.
That means the show.
Okay.
There we go.
Should we start again? Should we start again? Should we play the jingle and start again?
We can. Yeah,
right,
I can do that.
All right, here
okay,
we go.
Here we go. Blog Talk Radio.
I forgot that I was supposed to say it too. Hey, Derek.
Oh, hey there, Kay.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What are we going to talk about this week on the Derek and Kay Show?
Well, I've got some weird news stories. The devil made her do it. Hell on wheels, she claims, as she's arrested for a DUI. Talk about that in the weird news.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Find out why I went to the playground this weekend.
I saw those pictures. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
I had a good time.
Looked like you're having a good time.
I had a great time.
A woman breaks into a house and does her laundry in someone's bathtub. Talk about that in the weird news.
Okay. Find out what happened to Miss Hannah Minx.
Oh, yeah. We mentioned on the show last
week. Didn't get
week.
To it last week.
I don't think I've read this story yet, but a man is... a man stole a spoon so he could eat cereal. Talk about that in the weird news.
I'm anxious to hear this story.
Yeah.
And finally.
Finally.
Porn habits of iPhone users versus Android users.
Oh, yeah.
Find out what a recently arrested couple was hoarding and what bird is terrorizing the residents of Brookline, Massachusetts.
Ah.
All that and more coming
up. I had that one.
You did?
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Oh, darn. Well, we can talk about it together.
That one, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, all that and more. Well,
yes.
All that at least.
Uh-huh.
Coming up on this week's Derek and Kay Show. You ready to start the show?
I think so.
Press the magical button.
All right.
Woo!
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
motherfucker.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is fun.
Woo!
Well, you want to woo? It's woo! Like woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo, woo. Reality hits you hard, bro.
Have you, by any chance, lost your kitty?
I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone
rubbing
them.
La, 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 la.
Why are they so big?
Not to worry. Condiments may be licked, not washed, off the fingers.
I walk. I walk. I walk.
Pussycats.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school.
Woo!
With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello, everyone.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is October 18th, 2015, Rocktober.
Forgot.
And this is episode 226, we do think.
I'm pretty sure.
To the best of our knowledge.
Yeah.
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Holy shit, come up!
Whoops.
That's a damn lie!
That
you
wasn't
know.
Right.
And we're over a quarter of a million listens and growing.
Holy shit, come up!
My name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet!
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com. Why you would visit, I don't know. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Like
us on Facebook. That's now an old sound, outdated sound, because they changed it for some reason. Now it's more pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a boop. It sounds like the
little chime.
That's on the plane when they when
yeah,
they
put it does.
The, yeah.
Seatbelt sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very similar.
Or when they tell you you're going to land or something like that. What else? Follow us on Twitter. Also on Vine, but now we are also newly on Periscope, which we are broadcasting right now. We have one whole person in the Periscope view, so thank you for joining
boy,
us.
Oh, boy, now we're going to have fun.
It's probably my husband or something.
Yeah, I wonder who that is. Or it could be Gumby.
Or it could be Gumby. That's true. If it's Gumby, thank you very much.
Yes.
Send us some love. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. RJ Gumby is on the Possum Hour Mondays and Fridays on Blog Talk Radio. Another great show you should listen to on the great Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you, Rebecca Black. And also call us when we're live at 661-467-2416 to chime in live on your telephone or use Skype to dial in directly from blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening on your web browser, and that's all the plugs. Cha-cha-cha.
Wow.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Wow, you got them all in.
I did get them all in, didn't
That's what she said.
I think that's what he said.
Oh, whoops.
Is it?
I'm not sure how that works in that case.
You remember we were talking about that lady like a few months ago, that Russian lady who had that,
yes,
goal to do like all 1,000 partners? I guess,
yes,
that's what she said.
That is what she said, yeah. How's she doing?
You know,
I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on her,
yeah,
as the years go by. and see if she's, you know, first of all, still alive. What was the claim she wanted to have? Is it 1,000? No, it must be more. No, she was over 1,000.
Was it 10,000?
I think it might have been 10,000.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you can do that. that's a lot.
I mean, in a year, can you get to 1,000? Because it's 365 days in a year, right? Like one,
yeah,
day you would just have to have a train of like 50, you know?
That's right.
Like, but then that would have to happen several days a year, not just like, not just, you know, on one day, but it would have to happen like maybe like once a week, you know,
yeah,
for a while. And then
that's
like, and
lot,
then like on the other days of the week, you have to have sex with like just one person.
Uh-huh. That's
a different person every day.
Every day. That's going to leave a mark.
It's disgusting.
That's really bad.
It's so disgusting.
That was a weird news story from a long time ago.
No, it was recent, wasn't it?
Was it? It was an update.
It was an update.
But I feel like it was a while ago that we first found out about it.
I think so, too. That was a while ago. But things I was talking about a while ago, also the Get on the Bus music.
Oh, yeah.
From,
where is that? Here it is.
For some reason, this music just reminds me of a bus. And like, just like, especially more of like a cartoon image of a bus, like from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know?
The wheels,
yeah,
bouncing,
yeah, yeah,
up,
yeah,
and
everything
down.
Bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With like the little smoke puffs,
yep,
going out the back.
Yep, the little curly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Every time I think of a bus,
it's the bus
I think
music.
This is the bus music. So any kind of bus story, I think we put this on. It's like the little inside jokes for the show. I don't know how like far those go.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know?
A lot of inside jokes.
And we were talking about the Peanuts here earlier. There's the Peanuts song, which we never do anymore. do we even have
that
on the board anymore?
I don't know if I have it on this immediate board.
It's so far removed that we don't even have it anymore.
What is the Peanuts song?
It's like,
but it's the fart version,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's look at that one. No. Yeah, no, the bus. We got the bus. We're good with the bus. I think... No, not gonna find that anytime.
It doesn't matter.
Immediately soon.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So anyway, remember.
Is it this? It? No.
No,
that's
but
it.
That's the same family,
yeah,
of,
yeah,
music.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Just hearing that kind of makes me want to have peanuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now we're gonna have to really find the song. Well, we've got a good selection of nuts here.
What's on the bottom there?
Those are giant,
oh,
Peruvian Inca
corn
nuts.
Those are big corn nuts.
Uh-huh.
These are like giant. Let me put these up to the periscope so people can see.
Oh, yeah. Get them right up in there.
So that zero people can see.
Uh-huh. Zero. Oh, zero people. Oh, no. That's unfortunate.
Maybe people will watch it afterward. Who knows?
Wow. Where is that clip? I don't know where that clip
is.
Then
we have the peanuts.
Yep, those are good.
You got the peanuts.
Those are good nuts.
Are these the blister peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Old-fashioned blister peanuts.
I do like those a lot.
Eve always buys these and is like, he's like, these are different peanuts. These are blister peanuts. These are so good. And what is the difference?
I'm not sure. They're salted.
All right,
they're roasted. You're gonna look that up on
blister
the internet.
Peanuts. What's the difference?
They're good. Those are some good nuts.
Blister peanuts are a brand new addition to nuts.com. Wait.
Oh, nuts.com is like all the rage right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No, it's like Mail Order Nuts. It's their big podcast sponsor, too.
Really? Nuts.com?
Not from us. Yeah. Yeah.
Can they, maybe we should reach out to them.
We could reach out to them since we're, our talking show about, is often.
Talking about nuts?
Talking about nuts. Yeah.
I don't know what, wait, about peanuts.net has a frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so.
What are fried blister fried peanuts? This is for you people who want to know.
That's good. We're finding it all out here. Yeah.
We take our super extra large blanched peanuts, boil them in water for about 10 minutes, let them drip dry for a few minutes, and then deep fry them in canola oil while they're still wet. This causes a blister to form on the peanut, giving them a unique flavor and texture.
So
they're like a thing.
So he's right about that.
Oh, so they're like, it's just like, this is like the French fries of peanuts.
So they're a little fried then also.
Yeah. Fried peanuts.
Hmm.
Fried in canola oil while they're still wet from being boiled.
Huh.
So they're boiled and then fried. It's like, this is like the French fries of peanuts.
They're delicious.
That's why they're so good.
Yeah.
Then one of the question number four in the FAQ is why are your peanuts so big?
That's what she said.
What is pod blasting and why do you do it?
Hmm.
Pod blasting. Why should we refrigerate our peanuts after we open them? What?
Hmm.
Would you eat refrigerated peanuts?
I've had the what are those boiled peanuts?
Yeah.
And those are usually refrigerated.
Oh, really?
Because they can go bad.
Don't they come hot?
They could. Yeah, I think you're supposed to have them hot, but they could go bad.
I kind of like those.
So you put them in peanuts. The fridge. Yeah, they are really good.
They're good.
Yeah. Mm. With the salt and stuff. Boy, I wish I could find that song. I'm not going to find it, though.
Can I open the peanut bag?
Yeah, now? let's get that going. Right. Yeah, let's... Nothing better than on this show, then. Mm-hmm. Do you need a scissor or something like that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't get these open. Oh, Gumby says he's on the Periscope and it's loud over there.
Yeah, I know. There's not much we could really do about that. I'm sorry. But just listen to the live. Listen to the Blog Talk Radio. Then use the Periscope for the video.
For the video. I don't know if we can you view the Periscope on the interwebs?
I thought you could. I don't know.
Or is it just like an app kind of thing? Have some peanuts. Anyway, so that's up with the... That's good.
Those are good.
So you want to know what happened to Miss Hannah Minx?
Mm, yeah.
Do you have Hannah Minx sound clips?
I'm sure I have something.
So Miss Hannah Minx was like a YouTuber. And she basically... was famous for teaching Japanese, but she was American. I guess she had lived in Japan.
There she is.
And she just had big boobs. This time is the word for fast, and it was always like the camera like looking
really
down
did.
On her boobs. This is a typical video of Miss Anime.
And not fast is Hayakunai.
It's just all boobs.
Spider-Man is Hayai.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, you can almost see the nips.
Falling Tetris blocks is Hayai. Zombies are Hayakunai.
Hayakunai.
Anyway, this is like her like Comic-Con anyway.
Uh-huh.
So her last video was 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
And people always want to know what happened to Miss Hannah Minx because mm-hmm. she just stopped making videos. And like the comments on her videos were just like, boobs, boobs, boobs. We only watch because boobs or whatever. So she's not a YouTuber anymore.
Oh, wow.
She's married and a mother now.
Oh, so that keeps her busy.
Mm-hmm. She's married to some guy named Fox Osterhagen. And her former manager owns the Hannah Minx YouTube channel and her Twitter account. Her former manager also owns the Hannah Minx trademark. You can search this up.
Okay.
Of course there's a trademark. You gotta, you know, it's like a money machine.
Wow.
Hannah is a married woman and a mother now. She's no longer identifies with her online persona and has chosen to focus her on her child rather than fight for her old YouTube channel. She's more mature nowadays.
I see.
So she grew up.
I like to do a lot of things with my coochie.
No more Miss Hannah Minx.
Oh, that's kind of too bad.
I know. I'm a little bit disappointed, aren't you?
I thought she'd be a great guest.
She would be a great guest. Makes my coochie feel all warm. But now she's boring.
Wow. Well,
but I mean, I guess she's moved on. She's more mature. Whatever. Yeah, she's a mother. She married this Steve Osterham guy. He must be a billionaire or something.
Why is that? Oh, because he's...
Don't you think that she would be like... She wouldn't settle with like a nubber, you know?
Because she's got like money, you think, from this?
I think
all
she's
this?
Got money. And, really? And I also think that she's going to be kind of a little bit of a gold digger.
Oh, I see how it is.
Don't you think?
I don't know. She seems like, I never knew. I did watch a few of those videos back in the day. And I never knew what her deal was. Like, she seemed like she could be like a normal person. But
she's probably a normal person, but she's got, she just has... focuses on her boobs.
Yeah, you know she was making money just from
that. She had a manager.
Yeah.
She's probably like, do more boob videos.
Right. And those were carefully chosen camera angles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the update on that.
Interesting.
So say goodbye to Miss Hannah Minks, but the videos are still up for you to enjoy.
Bouncy, bouncy.
That's youtube.com/MissHannahMinks.
Yeah, check it out. It's good stuff.
Yeah, you could learn Japanese and look at boobs at the same time.
Makes my coochie feel all warm.
I'm very disappointed about that.
That she's no longer doing the videos?
Yeah. Hmm. What's this one? What's this good job one? Oh, commercial. Can't have the commercial. We're not in a paint. Ew, what is that? It's like, is a commercial for like little peel away food snacks you can eat after you do sports. That's like, it's like
after you do sports.
Yeah,
sports snacks.
It's weird. It's called Rev by Hormel. That can't be good.
That's
what they're marketing it as, but it's like a little sandwich in a little plastic container. All right, so it's over now.
Yes, Ohio, Miss Hannah Jinx here, and it's time for a Jinxy.
Oh, Hannah Jinx.
J-P-P-Pow!
Whoa.
Japanese phrase of the week. Our Jinxy J-Pal this time is good job. Good job is yoku dekimashita. Yoku dekimashita. Yoku dekimashita. Good job.
Just
when I'm at
boobs,
the World Series of Poker and I win, everybody's like, yoku dekimashita.
Okay. That's too bad, though. Wow. Soon as she's not doing YouTube anymore.
That was
her.
Exciting. That was really exciting.
So what have you been up to this weekend?
It's been pretty busy. Yeah? A lot of gigs. I was playing some tennis with our friend James, of course.
James Dargan?
Yesterday, yep.
We might see him a little later.
That would be nice. Wow, what else? Went to the gym. That's been pretty much it. Did a little bit of grocery shopping today.
You're way ahead of me.
Trader Joe.
That's right.
And that's where we got the nuts from.
And the Inca nuts. Inca.
Yeah. The
Inca corn.
Giant Peruvian Inca corn.
Why is that so big?
Nuts.
That's what she said.
I mean, can you imagine what the stalks look like?
Yeah, like the ears? Yeah, it'd look like it'd be like the size of a butternut squash or something.
I got to look that up during the break.
To see what one looks like?
Yeah.
See what it looks like in the hand.
These are just enormous.
These nuts?
these nuts. These corn nuts. Why are they so big? Exactly.
Yeah.
Why are they so big? Yesterday I went to the cave
you?
To hang out with my niece and nephew and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
Playground.
And we went to the playground. And it was the first time I had been to a playground. I mean, we took the kids to the playground. It wasn't like we went to the playground, like on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the kids to the playground. They're like 10 and 6. And, for a minute, like, my husband and I were just sitting on the benches being like,
grown up.
The grown-ups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then my niece was like, let's go down the slide or, like, get on the zebra. And I was like, okay. And there was, like, the little spirally... like thing that you can ride, like
yes.
A little, yeah, I got on both of
with
those
with a spring on the bottom.
Yeah.
I like that you're wearing the sunglasses. Yes. I like that photo on the Facebook.
I took a picture. I had Eve took a picture while I was on the little motorcycle.
That's a good one.
And I went down the slide like a bazillion times. There were many slides. There was like a swirly slide, a straight slide, a slide with a tunnel, a slide with like waves. There were many slides. I was almost too big to go on the one with the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think you might be able to be fine.
I was fine, but I was almost too tall for it. Like, but I had, luckily I had a short torso and long legs, so I had
to
no
go
problem.
Around like the curve.
No, to go underneath the tunnel. Mm-hmm. There was a ton. It was like, you know.
Oh, you almost didn't fit in it.
Yeah, I had to lean. I had to lean back
mm-hmm.
to fit in the tunnel.
I see.
But I went down a couple times, and that one, the small one. But it was, you know what, going on the slide. Pretty fun.
It's still fun?
Yeah.
Did you do some swings too?
I did do the swings.
That's good.
Yeah. Swings aren't as fun as they used to be.
Maybe they're small ones. The big, like if you get on the big kid ones.
Yeah, I went on the big kid ones.
They're kind of fun.
You can't fit in the diaper swing.
No, the diaper one. No, I've been caught in one of those many times.
I don't even try anymore to get in those. I didn't try. I haven't tried since I was really little to get in.
Don't
want to
mess with that.
The diaper swing's terrible.
That could hurt.
The bucket swing.
Yeah.
The leg holes.
Oh, remember that was a weird news story. Someone got stuck in one.
Yes, someone got stuck in one.
Wow, that was a long time ago. We had that one.
Mm-hmm. That was the one where you almost told the whole story in the introduction.
Oh, that's right. Pretty much that's the story.
But yeah, I went down the slides and, you know, I did attempt to do the monkey bars. You got to put your legs up, you know, you got to bend your knees and stuff. I'm going to tell you one thing.
Well,
as an adult, monkey bar is pretty much impossible.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
I mean,
upper body.
Yeah. I mean, you see those people in the Olympics and they're doing the thing mm-hmm. with their upper body. They're just doing all kinds with the rings, the ring nonsense.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
You can't go from one to the other.
No.
Swinging.
Oh, my. I couldn't make one monkey bar.
Oh, I just muted myself. I'd like to give that a shot. I think I could probably do it.
You want to go to the playground?
Yeah, let's do it up. Yeah. Can we drink there, too?
I don't think so. Where would we find a playground? You know, like a real, like a legit playground, not like a scary city playground. We have to go to a town, nice town, like Andover.
That, yeah, there's the nice by the river over there. When we did the, by the Charles, there was a nice one. No,
is it nice or
is it a
city playground?
It had that line.
You might find poop. You know.
Yeah, you might, but the thing you get on the line.
Oh, the zip tie.
Zip tie, zip line.
Zip.
That's
line.
What they call it. Zip.
Zip tie.
Zip tie is something else. Yeah.
Zip tie is a thing you use to tie up your wires, right?
Or a loved one.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Not into
that. I thought
that.
That's what you were gonna say.
Like 50 Shades of Grey nonsense.
Yeah. No, I'm not into that either.
I'm not into that. Causes anxiety. Zip line. Zip line. I did the zip line at the playground too. That
you
was
did?
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah. They had one there too. Okay.
Yeah. Eve
That's
did it too.
Cool.
He went the farthest because he's got the most mass. Because mm-hmm. it went down and then it went up again. Why is that?
It went because the weight goes down?
No, it was down and then it went up again a little bit for 3 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because there's all
weird.
The weight on the line brings it down to the middle.
But it was like a metal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a metal. It was on a metal track.
That's
they had designed it to go down and then
and
up
back
again.
Up a, well,
yeah, it was weird.
Fun. It's on a track. That's weird.
Yeah, it was on a track.
Interesting.
With industrial strength casters or whatever. I don't know. Uh-huh. It was crazy. I mean, it could hold a full, 100-some pound adult. So it was all good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kid there that was as big as an adult.
Really?
Yes.
There's some big kids.
There's some big kids. I mean... I'm not trying to say anything mean, but I'm like, if you have a little kid, when I'm just reading the comments.
Oh yeah, Archie can be.
If you're have a little kid and the kid is over 100 pounds, maybe the kid is eight. I think you have an issue. You know, let's not feed our kids crap.
Oh yeah,
the same crap we're eating.
There's obesity.
Yeah, childhood obesity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those kids have real problems, But I mean, it was, I don't know. I'm not getting into that. That's a serious thing.
Yeah.
We're not
a
serious show.
We could do a whole show on that.
We could do a whole show on that.
We're not
that. At least they were out the playground, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
And getting
that's
outside
the
of the house.
Step. Yeah. Get out of the house. Get out from in front of the TV. Get your ass on the swings and on the playground.
Might have been the first time for that kid.
Might have been. You know, they had that whole play 60 thing where they try to get kids play 60 minutes a day.
That's crazy.
Remember
our
when you
generation.
Were a kid, you would just be outside till the sun came down. And if your ass wasn't back at sundown, you'd be in trubs.
That's
but
right.
You would play as long as you could.
There was no, Nintendo. Well, not till later.
Yeah, I mean, there was Nintendo when I was like 10.
Right.
But like, there was an equal amount of like playing outside and playing inside, you know? Mm. What picture?
I got off the show, I got a picture to show you when I was playing.
Okay.
NES.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, NES.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear that. It was a new Nintendo game out.
Uh-huh. What's this?
Yoshi game.
Oh, no.
Yoshi makes all those cute noises, you know? And it's like all Yoshi, like, but it's like his world and him are all like made of wool and yarn. It's HD
cute.
And it's
kind of like the Kirby yarn game, huh?
Yes, it's adorable.
That was cute.
Adorable. And I downloaded it on Friday.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Haven't had a chance to really play it a lot. Because at first I played Eve, on the day I downloaded it, Eve was like, I want to play. I hadn't got a chance to play it yet. And we played co-op mode, but it wasn't co-op because he kept eating me and spitting me out. And I didn't like it. But it's pretty fun. Yoshi's Woolly World gets 2 thumbs up from me.
Just out? New game?
Just out.
Nice.
I was very excited. I'm going to play it when I go home, too.
That's cool.
It's kind of challenging because it's one of those like Mario games where it's like precision jumping, you know, and you can get really frustrated.
Yeah.
There was a couple times when I just was like, forget it. I just like, turned it off and was like, I can't. I mean, it's not a super hard game, but like parts of it are really challenging.
Sure.
And it makes you think a little bit. And the precision jumping thing like is serious. It's like serious Mario action.
Like the old school.
Yeah, it's like really old school.
What about everyone's? I feel like everyone's talking about the Mario Maker. Like that's a big deal, right?
I think that's the number one seller right now.
Like a lot of fun. And
$60.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
It's expensive. I think you should get a Wii U, though.
I might. You know, I got two Wiis, so I can get rid of those and get a Wii U, maybe. You know, the game I'm excited about actually coming out.
What?
I might get a new game, maybe this month.
What?
Rock Band 4 is supposed
For
to be coming
Xbox?
Out. Yeah. Yet another version that's got a little bit more freestyle, I guess, too. I haven't really checked it out much, but I feel like might as well get that.
I hope you get it.
That could be fun.
I'll be all over that.
Yeah.
All over.
Gotta set that up again sometime soon.
Well, it's 7:30.
It's 7:30. Okay.
We should take a break. I don't know how we're gonna have enough time to get all this stuff in, but we're gonna fit it in.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right, the weird news after the break.
Yeah. That sounds perfect.
All right, for shizzle.
All right.
All right.
Be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Big-ass prices.
Sounds like you could use some big-ass savings.
I'd love some big-ass savings.
Kmart Shop Your Way members save 30 cents a gallon.
30 cents a gallon? That's a big-ass discount.
Big-ass discount.
A really big-ass discount.
Really big-ass discount.
Honey, this solves your big-ass problem.
Totally solves my big-ass problem.
Dad, look at that big-ass truck.
Big-ass man.
Hello, big-ass man.
Shop Your Way members get big-ass savings. Save 30 cents a gallon when you spend $50 or more at Kmart.
Extremely secretive and expensive government research suggests that cats like gum. More on that tonight.
I really enjoy drinking soda with a straw, but I want one in metal that won't corrode.
Yo, check this out. Here's a silver one.
Wow, a silver straw. Where'd you get that?
At Blado's, chula.
Blado's has all kinds of helpful accessories. Need to break up oregano in the kitchen? Check out our oregano grinders. Blado's. We make daily habits fun.
This is the Parenting A Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. And we are back, the Derek and Kay Show.
I'm trying to tell your lady friend how to find us on Periscope.
Oh, thank you for doing that. I just told her I was helping her try to find the chat. That's my sweetie Megan listening.
Hi. Oh, this chat?
Yeah.
Oh, RJ Gumby says, liking the setup, you two, in one shot. Yeah, we tried.
We tried. We're barely in.
We're barely both together. In. And yeah. It's like, I didn't even know if Periscope would do landscape. And it does.
It just happens that it does. Yeah, that's good.
A lot of people do Periscope in portrait because it's like just them talking to
the
audience.
They're holding the phone. It makes sense.
Phone,
yeah.
Or whatever. But I don't. I had it on my phone, but then I just took it off. It was just too much for me to handle on the phone. I just was like, I'm not the kind of person that does Periscope live. But maybe when I get like my new iPhone, you know, because I think my next iPhone is going to have a lot of memory, like a whole crap load of memory, because
yeah,
this whole
I saw you on
16 gigabytes slash actually 12 gigabytes thing of memory.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think
not,
I have the same.
Not flying.
I'm always running out. I'm kind of interested for a
how
large.
Much is your phone?
I think it's 16. Also,
it's, yeah, it's nothing.
It's,
nowadays,
yeah.
It's nothing. Like I need a lot more space because this is not only a phone now. This is like I use this for like business. And
oh
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I just can't have
files.
I can't run out of here. There's files.
Camera.
There's like camera, videos, pictures, apps take up so much space. I can't even deal. So my next iPhone, getting one of those. Get the iPhone.
You
6?
Can get to 128.
I might get the 128. I'm going to swing to the 128.
How much? You'll spend like $1,000, right?
No,
isn't it? How much
no,
is it? How much
I think
is
it?
A,
might be like 700.
How much? Really?
Wait, Apple.com?
It's a lot of money for quote unquote a phone.
It is.
Information phone?
An information phone.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean.
Well, that's the new Facebook.
Facebook, man.
I'm going to have to get a new sound.
I think that I can get. Maybe I won't have to get the 128. Maybe I'll get like the next one down.
64.
64.
Yeah.
Is it 64 like Nintendo?
I think it's 64. Except that's gigs instead of megs.
Oh, I wish it was. I wish the Nintendo 64 was gigs. These peanuts are making me dry.
they're good though, right?
They are good.
They're salty.
Oh, there's a link for the Periscope.
Oh, there it is.
So you can watch it on the web?
How do you
we sound like oldsters.
We do. wow. I'm trying to get that to my sweetie, but I don't know how it's on the computer and she's on text.
Oh.
Well, here, I'll just put it on the thank you, RJ Gumby.
Put it on the Facebook? Put it on the Facebook.
I'll put it on
because she
on
was
her.
On the that's where I was
I got to her. You. Yeah, on the Facebook. Lots of different things here.
Lots going on.
Let's just put this.
I'll put it on my Facebook as well. This is so interesting to do during the show.
Yeah, there we go. is it time for weird news?
It's time for the weird news.
All right, great.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
All right.
Yay.
This first story comes to us from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania woman did her laundry in another woman's bathtub. Pennsylvania woman has been jailed on charges that she broke into a neighbor's home where she was caught doing her laundry in the bathtub. The local newspaper reports that the 44-year-old Kelly Bancroft of Shenandoah was charged on Tuesday with burglary and criminal trespass.
I'm sorry. Shenandoah where?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's a place, right?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
The woman lives down the street. And she told police that she used the bathroom at about 4:30 p.m. And then she found this woman next to the tub, full of water and clothes and shampoo. The woman did run away, but they were able to catch her. And that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
That's like Amish country, right? Shenandoah?
You know, I'm really not sure.
Is it? I don't know. But that's like, I don't know. I don't know if I have much to offer. I just think that that's a really weird story.
It's really weird, right? Not too much to offer.
But yeah. It's like, you know, like, if you're going to do the laundry... Oh, first of all, this begs the question. Did the people whose house she broke into have a washing machine?
Yeah.
And if it did, why not use the washing machine as opposed to the bathtub? Well, maybe she was Amish. It didn't have a washing machine. Didn't know how to operate it. She mm-hmm. just saw the tub and was like,
"Ooh, a basin of water.
That's a washing machine for Amish people."
Right.
Because they don't use like electricity, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, they don't use electricity. They don't have cars. They just have like, they have like a really pure, like way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess maybe not pure, maybe just old fashioned. Because like, I think if you lived in an era before you had electricity and didn't use electricity, that was normal. But if you live in an era where there is electricity and you don't use electricity, it's like, why?
Right. Why bother? Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Electricity isn't bad. It's just like, it's not like something of the devil.
Yeah.
So I guess you wouldn't know how to operate a washing machine. That's what I'm guessing happened here. I don't know.
It doesn't mention that part. No, you're right. I mean, that very well could be. I didn't think about the Amish thing when I first read the story. But
that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, she's Amish. She like broke in to like use the washing facilities.
But Amish people wouldn't do the breaking in part, right?
Only if they were desperate.
I think there's some other things going on here. The fact that she's using shampoo to wash the clothes.
Maybe she didn't know.
That seems a little weird.
Well, they don't have, you know, in Amish country, they don't have like, you know,
like tide. Yeah.
And right. Gain.
Right.
Which one do you like, by the way?
You know, I'm a big fan of, I think those are all fine and good.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't used any of those in years. I'm a big fan of the Method.
Oh, really? You like the former Target exclusive, but now everywhere.
Now you can find it
brand,
everywhere.
Yes.
It's just a few squirts. It's very concentrated. So it's like, you know, four squirts and it's supposed to be good. I don't know.
I like the Tide Pods.
Oh, you're into that.
Yeah.
What the heck? I found one of those in the laundry.
You did?
Well, so
did
what,
you use it?
No, it just seems weird to me.
No, you throw the pot in the clothes and it's like boom.
Right.
There you go. Pre-measured. I guess
that's kind of easy. You don't have to like sit there and
yeah,
pour
lazy people.
Fluid in a cup
like an animal.
Yeah. You just throw the pot. I don't know. It seems like it's a lot of wasteful packaging.
No, what are you talking about?
Because they put those things in a box. No, I understand that, but the container.
Oh, the container? Oh, you recycle the container.
Okay, that's good, I guess.
Put that bitch in the recycling and call it a day.
Well, that's kind of neat, and the pods are so small.
Yeah.
That's,
I just take that to the washroom, mm-hmm. and then I do my business in there.
Okay.
Excited not to ever go to a washroom again, by the way.
What do we mean by this?
New condo is going to have a washer and dryer in unit.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's good.
Like a grown up, like sophisticated.
I'm
excited about that.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting for that. That makes it all worth it.
That's why you're moving, huh?
That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And to be able to go to the bathroom from the bedroom through the closet, not have to go out of the room and walk around in the kitchen and then go to the bathroom that way.
Oh, yeah. That did seem kind of weird, huh?
Yeah. I got two different entries.
Huh.
To the bathroom. One through the kitchen and one through the bedroom.
I was looking at a place that didn't have a shower on the floor of the bedroom. That was kind of weird. Well,
it just had a tub?
It just had a toilet and a sink. But the shower was on a different floor.
Oh, that it had a half bath and like a full bath?
Upstairs, though.
Okay. Isn't that normal, though?
I don't know. It seems kind of weird. You got to go downstairs to
take it. What's
going
on there?
Oh, stuff is playing. We don't want that to be playing right now. That's a good. Yeah, I'm glad you found that out. Okay.
Archie Gumby says Amish chicks are hot. Are they though?
He likes the what is it, the bonnet? Don't they all wear?
Yeah, they have like a hair.
They kind of have
hair piece thing.
I was trying to find something here. I don't think I'm gonna find it in time. All right.
What next story?
Next.
We went way off course on that one.
We really did. I don't know. Wow. I just want to find a place that... someone's saying hi. Shoe hair.
Who that?
Says hi, Kay. I'm not sure who that is. and me. Okay, hello. Yeah, thank you for listening on Periscope. All right, next story. We got to move this along.
Move it along.
Also...
we're not going to get to the hot topics, I can tell you right now.
Philadelphia. These breakthrough walls and a Ocean's 11 style heist. Of course, I'm not familiar with that movie, so I don't know what that means. Police say that someone broke through the walls of two downtown Philadelphia businesses and escaped with
Again with the Pennsylvania news?
I know, right? We got Massachusetts news coming up.
Okay.
Escaped with about $250,000 in cash and merchandises from a jewelry store. Time and Gold owner says that they broke through the storefront of a basement two doors down before breaking through the walls of the basement of a dry cleaning business and a restaurant and then into this jewelry store. There's no other information or details on this, and that's what's happening in Philadelphia.
What is
the owner?
I'm not really sure what happened in that story.
So there's a restaurant.
Something about jewelry and a restaurant in Pennsylvania.
So let me summarize it here.
By the way, Megan says the sound is weird. We know that.
And the sound is weird in the Periscope, but use the Block Talk Radio sound if that makes sense.
Or listen to the Periscope. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. We're working. The Periscope is a new thing.
Yeah. We're working that in.
Okay, wow, huge thunder showers in Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Thunder showers.
Yeah.
Thunder boomers.
Yeah, I guess that could happen there.
Thunder boomer. What were you going to say about the Pennsylvania story? What happened? I don't understand.
So they broke into a restaurant first.
Uh-huh.
And they got into the basement, and then they broke through the wall of that to get into a dry cleaner.
Sophisticated.
Then they broke through the wall of that to get to the jewelry store.
Oh, that is a Ocean's 11 style heist.
I think those are the sounds of Arizona that we're here. Yes.
You know what? I like a good thunder boomer.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from D.C., so like down in D.C. area, in the summertime, it was a regular thing to have the thunder boomers going seriously. Like, to have big time thunderstorms, and they would be like 5-10 minutes and it'd be over, but like it was nice and comforting. I miss that.
Oh.
When we have a thunder boomer up here, I'm like, yes. Oh, it's so, I love that sound. You know what? I gotta get that going back on the sleep app.
Will that help you?
Yeah, I think it's gonna help. I think I got serious sleep problems because I think I'm addicted to like listening to like videos and podcasts before bed. I think I gotta cut that off. I think that's messing with my sleep. I've been waking up lately at like 3:45 in the morning and with like panic city. I'm thinking about work. thinking about all kinds of, it's mostly about work.
Wow.
Panic city.
I don't really have that.
And I'm like, closets.
I don't really have that. That's not really a problem for me.
It's good for you.
Wow.
It's happened to me at least three times this week.
Wow, that's really, that's unfortunate.
Told you, it's stressful this week.
You shouldn't take, what they say, you shouldn't take work home with you, right?
I work from home, though.
Oh.
So I don't have a choice.
Maybe this new place, maybe you have a room, and you keep it in there. Keep all the work in there.
I know, I wish I had an office.
That's good. You can close the door.
What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to have a workspace in Union Square. They're opening a work bar there.
A work bar?
Yeah. There's a place called Work Bar
in
Central Square where you can rent like a workspace and you can work from that space. You can have like your laptop and your like workspace. You can meet clients there or whatever. You can...
Small rooms?
You can have a small room or you can just have like a desk area just full of your crap. And you can go there and they give you like free coffee and like snacks and stuff like that as part of your like membership.
Uh-huh.
And you go and you work from this space. This is your workspace and you go home.
That's interesting. I like that. Well, a lot of people are, you know, have independent things now.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it goes.
So I think I'm going to do a work bar membership thing because I cannot like the working from home is cool, you know, but like I gotta have some separation.
That sounds pretty crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because if I'm waking up 3:45 and I'm worried about stuff, I can't be doing that. I'm not about that life. I'm going to have my office hours. I'm going to have them at work bar and it's going to be right near where I live. So I'm sized.
That's cool. That sounds good.
I was like really deviating from the weird news. What else you got?
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the next story here. Let's go. We got a few local stories. I'll save the cockatoo for you.
Okay.
And, we'll go to this next story is in Northampton, kind of my homeland, growing up here, a slightly sinister Ronald McDonald statue has been stolen.
Oh,
Massachusetts family is searching in vain for its slightly sinister statue of Ronald McDonald, which was taken from their summer home during a teenage house party. The The Daily Hampshire Gazette. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
These people had that statue. Like,
yes.
They stole it.
No,
they
no.
Had it privately.
I'll say what happened here.
Okay. They bought it.
The 3-foot high statue of the fast food pitchman was taken in August when their daughter hosted an unauthorized party at their house in Leverett.
Oh, I see.
Two boys put the statue in a tree in an athletic club. And someone later took it out of the tree and posted a photo on Instagram next to a trash bin somewhere. Hasn't been found since. And that's what's happening in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Doorbell. I guess I'm going to have to get it?
You're going to get that.
I'll get it.
That's fine. Her and her husband bought the statue for about $1,200 about a year ago. And they have a reward. They're offering a reward of $300. And the daughter was actually punished with extra chores. Not sure how old she is, but it seems...
Where do you think they bought it from?
Like
Christie's auction?
Could be like eBay or something like that. I would love something like that, by the way.
I would like one of the King. It'd be really
scary. Oh, the King. Yeah. The King is great.
By the way, haven't seen a Burger King commercial in a hot minute.
Oh, really? They were going... All those fast food places were going head-to-head for
they
a while.
They were. Oh, by the way...
Bringing out the old school ads.
You get the latest on McDonald's?
No.
Serving breakfast all day now.
Oh, I did hear about that.
People are losing their minds.
Yes. Yes.
And I have to admit... When I saw the story that they were going to serve breakfast all day,
yeah,
God-sized.
Sure.
I was like, I can get an Egg McMuffin at like noon.
It makes sense. You know, like that would be exactly an Egg McMuffin. Like that's like...
Or like hash browns.
That's
silly
one thing
browns.
I would get. I would get that at any time. You want to get some protein, especially for the vegetarians. I'm sure there's meat in there though somehow. But yeah.
Not in the hash browns. But there would be like, you know, if it's like 3 o'clock and I'm like hankering for like a sausage biscuit with egg with cheese and like a hash brown and like the McDonald's coffee.
Yeah.
And I can get it. I'm kind of sized.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are losing new thing. Their minds.
Well, it makes sense. It really makes sense.
I think they were suffering a little bit because people don't want to eat McDonald's anymore.
Yeah.
I don't eat there anymore.
One other headline here, and then maybe I'll read one other story.
Okay.
You know, talking about Periscope, we got the Periscope up here. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the app where you could do the live broadcasting for those who don't know. a Florida woman, I'm not going to read this whole story because it's really long and it's confusing. And I don't know if it's that funny. It's kind of sad,
wow,
actually,
okay.
When I watched a few of the videos. She was Periscoping while driving drunk.
Oh, no.
Not okay. And
that's not
she
okay.
Hit a curb. I guess everyone's okay. But there is. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of bad things that's going to be happening on Periscope, unfortunately.
Is the Periscope feed still available?
Well, yeah, you can. There's still video of it. I was just reviewing a little bit of that before the show. Like you can see here, I'll put it in the chat room.
Oh no, there's many Periscopes.
Well, they just did different segments of the
It's like a news coverage.
Yeah, but here, let's see. I'll click one. We'll just
how
see.
Dumb do you have to be?
I know it's pretty sad, really. Well, this could just buffer forever.
Oh,
there's
ads.
Yeah,
it's like fifth inning of the herd again. You know, but what did she? She's like, is she in jail?
She did get arrested for DUI. She's 23 years old.
23.
Lakeland, Florida. She was. Here, maybe I'll just play Florida. A little bit of it. Let's see here.
Let's see if I get a DUI.
We'll see if I get a DUI.
Turns out she did get that DUI after live streaming her drive home on social media.
It's pretty bad.
Lakeland police arrested a 23-year-old woman after she broadcasted her ride using the phone app Periscope. Den News reporter Garth
Yay, Periscope.
Flowers takes us through how police put a lid on a potentially deadly situation.
If you're not new, I'm driving home drunk.
Her comments say it all.
She said she was driving home drunk?
Pretty bad, right? And then actually some people that were watching it, you know, contacted
the police.
Yeah, they were trying to find her.
She's an idiot.
It's pretty bad, right?
What else is on there?
Oh, there's the whole thing. I mean, it goes on and on. There's like 10 minutes of video.
I got to watch that.
And you actually, yeah, you could watch some of that.
Oh. Oh, look who just walked in.
Oh, wow. But he's not on the show.
No, not on the show.
Maybe okay. I'll just do one more story, or
okay.
Should we break, or what are we doing?
Maybe
here?
We should. What's your story? I can get to one story on the Hot Topics, I think.
Well, I, you know,
you
I
want to do the cockatoo story.
We could save the cockatoo for you.
But the cockatoo story, I'm not gonna have time to get to the cockatoo story.
Really? Well, nope. You want to just break and then we'll get to whatever you got. I don't want to take up all your.
Yeah, let's break and we'll get to the when we come back, the porn habits of iPhone users versus Android users.
Yay, that is the weird news.
Very good job. James is looking at me like I have five heads. And we're on the Periscope. So say hi to the Periscope users.
Get up in there. I was told anyway, that James doesn't want to be on mic, but he
break,
is here, yeah.
We're going to do the Hot Topics, and then we'll all right, get out
nice.
Of your hair.
Hot Topics!
We'll be right back after this, so stay tuned.
This is Asia.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair and here is what you do.
Bust a nut
while you entertain yourselves.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Eric and K Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Call out my name and I'll walk through.
And we're back to the Derek and Kay Show.
And yes, we are going to nuts on the blister peanuts.
Yeah, we're going crazy with the nuts over here. It's nuts, I'll tell ya.
They're just here. How can you not eat them?
These nuts.
These nuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like crack. These are some big nuts. What is that from? These are some big nuts. What the hell is that from?
Why are they so big?
Well, why are they so big?
Wow.
Wow.
Put it all in your mouth.
Wow.
All I get it in there.
Okay.
All I gotta say is wow.
Wow.
All right, we got 5 minutes to do the Hot Topics.
It's time for Hot Topics. Yeah. There we go.
Hot Topics. We got 5 minutes to do one story. I've been teasing this forever.
Okay.
God, should I do the porn story now?
Is that what you're talking about? Or?
Yeah. Or should I do the cockatoo story?
Oh.
Want to spend more time on the porn story? Because it's actually interesting.
I know the cockatoo story.
Okay, you want to hear the porn story?
It's kind of funny. Not.
All right, not that great.
I don't know.
All right, here are the differences between porn users
sure.
of iPhones and of Android users.
Okay.
So the information comes from, of course, our friends at Pornhub.com. Which is like every survey that is mm-hmm. about porn mm-hmm. comes
it
from.
It seems to, yeah.
This website.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read the categories viewed more often when compared to other OSs as compared to Android as opposed to Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The top category for Android users was.
The search?
Yes.
Okay.
Or categories viewed more often.
Okay.
Can I get a timpani,
please? Yes.
For Android, what do you think it was? It was like
I don't know.
BBW.
Okay,
and
yes.
That doesn't stand for Bath and Body Works. Okay. For iPhone users, the category viewed most often was MILF.
Oh, wow.
At 134%. What does that mean?
That's a lot of percent. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, is 100% a whole? What is the whole percent? 500%?
I'm really surprised by that, actually.
Really? What did you think about iPhone users?
Not that I would know. I mean, just that just seems like I would think that would be much lower on the list.
So the top of the list. So for okay. Android users, the second most popular is Shemale.
What?
Yes.
Second most popular?
Second most popular.
Oh, my gosh.
That's 118%, whatever that means. I don't know what the whole percent is.
This sounds insane to me.
So, for Who's iPhone
users.
Who's
looking for all that on
people.
Wow.
For iPhone users, it's POV, the second most popular.
Okay.
But the interesting thing
that
about
one,
this.
That makes, I mean, that's fine. Like, I mean, I'm not someone who's, you know, actively a, how do I say?
A phone. But, are you a phone? You're not a
no.
phone user for the prawn?
First of all, I don't have any of those types of phones.
Oh, that's right. You have a Windows
yeah,
phone.
Yeah. So,
you have like a scandal phone.
wow. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that one seems to make more sense to me. Not that I'm a, you know.
Well,
a user, sort of.
Wait till you hear about number.
Okay.
Number three.
Uh-huh.
It's the same, but different genre, different subcategories
sure.
in this subcategory.
Mm-hmm.
So number three is they're both gay, but the Android users like gay/black, and the Apple users like gay/daddy.
Whoa!
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
And then
that to me is shocking.
So right now Android users are looking like BBW, Shemale, gay, black, and then down the list,
mm-hmm.
this is Android users, Ebony, Bukkake,
whoa,
Hente,
mm-hmm.
Compilation, which is I guess his best hits, cartoon,
sort of speak,
double penetration, blowjob, hardcore, what does that mean nowadays?
Isn't that involved?
It's like a little bit of everything.
Like a little bit of that, maybe. I don't know.
I don't
a little
know.
Bit of rough trade, maybe.
I'm
not
so.
Sure
that's
what
like,
that means.
Has to do with like sadomasochism.
I don't know.
Big D.
Hey, that's me. No?
Anal.
Oh no.
Interracial.
Uh oh.
And finishing out the category is squirt. iPhone users. Well, they've got like mature going on in like two categories. So they got MILF. POV,
uh-huh.
gay/daddy, bondage, amateur,
uh-huh.
ass,
just ass,
babysitter,
oh my goodness,
hand job, mature,
uh-huh.
fetish, reality, oh gay/bareback,
I'm not sure what this even means,
female friendly, lesbian, and rounding out the categories of threesome.
All right, well, there we have it. It's interesting how divided they are.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
Terms searched more often when compared to those other OSs says Android users search black teen and iPhone users search college. also stepdad. Wait, Android users have more like Ebony search in their categories than every other thing. Black teen, black lesbian, big black D, monster cock, tiny teen. What's that? Black, ebony threesome, ebony lesbians, big booty white girls.
Oh no.
Extra small teen, extreme gangbang.
And we
10 seconds.
We just ended our show with that.
We did. What happened?
We ran out of show.
Oh, we did?
For the live, yeah.
I thought it said 10 seconds.
Well, I had the thing muted before, so we didn't get much of a warning.
All right. I guess I'll finish the story.
Yeah, it's okay. We could just keep going.
Extreme gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony teen. BBW. Stepdad and daughter. Stepmom
oh,
and
my
son.
Goodness.
Cartoon. Celebrity sex tape.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
So there's more of that story, but I guess we can end the story and we can come back to it later.
Wow.
Oh, Kim Kardashian high on this list of porn star searches.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She's number 3 on Android and number 1 on iOS.
It's so weird how they're so divided.
Yeah, it is really weird.
It's interesting, I guess.
I guess.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. I don't know. That's the hot topics for today.
All right.
We
very
can get back
good.
To that story later.
Very good.
Like,
okay.
There's more information.
You mean later?
Next time.
Next time.
Yeah, there's more. There's way more information.
Really?
Yes.
So that could just be something that we could revisit.
Yeah, we could revisit it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know what to say.
RJ's gonna be says, keep going.
He says,
we gotta
keep going.
Stop it. We
oh,
gotta go get
food.
Oh,
he's getting it on the Periscope.
Hey,
RJ Gumby. I'm gonna, you know what? I think I'm gonna tune in to the Possum Hour tomorrow night. I think.
All right.
I think
all
I finally
right.
have a free night.
I think I have a free night too.
I've
Maybe
missed,
I'll get in there.
I've missed quite a few nights.
If I'm not playing the
busy.
Yoshi, because I don't, I have a day off tomorrow. So I hope day
okay.
off. I'm gonna say that with quotes. Actually, very much quotes because I'm gonna be working in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna shut it down.
Shut it down
at about 11 o'clock.
Okay,
maybe gonna try, unless it involves placing an order. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm gonna try to have a day off tomorrow. I've gotta earn the dollars. Gotta earn the Benjamins. All right, I guess that's all for today.
Is that it?
That's it. Gumby loves feet.
Oh. Oh boy.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
He's one of those people. You know, no offense, RJ Gumby, but I've never understood that. But I mean, whatever, everyone's got their thing.
Hey, I don't judge. Everyone's got their thing.
I'm not gonna judge, but yeah, I guess that's a thing. And that I mean I think that's actually a pretty big group. I'm surprised
I think
it didn't
it's a
make
very
a
large
list.
Group. I like
they have people that do things with their feet.
I like
sort of
really?
Yeah.
What kind of things?
You know.
I never seen that before.
Yeah. And I haven't either. I've just heard about it.
I like upper arms, but that's like a girl thing.
Upper arm. Oh, you mean like.
Like men's upper arms.
You mean like, the muscles.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not if they're like scary. Like, you know, I like them if they're like, you know, bulky, but not scary.
I gotcha.
You know, like strong. Okay. Now we're good. We're going down a really strange road. Let's end the show.
We gotta end the show.
And we're coming back next week.
I think we are
all right.
here next week.
Same bad
right?
time, same bad channel.
Same time, same place.
All right.
Next week.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining the Periscope. That's
absolutely.
That's kind of cool. You get a little bit of the after show this way.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
We might keep it going for a little bit.
Hmm.
All right. Well, we're getting the... I don't know what we're doing.
All right.
I gotta get the sound clip ready.
Yep. I have to. Yeah. You're gonna get that ready over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm almost there. All right. I'm there.
Not too sure what to say.
All right. Let's
it's been real.
The show.
All right. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Did it.